This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Glad you could be here. I'm Brady, and that's Michael over on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Good show planned today. Did stay up way too late watching the Nuggets beat the Houston Rockets in overtime last night. It was a good game. I mean, it was sloppy at times. Officiating was not wonderful. A lot of questionable calls on both sides. Even though Houston's head coach, Ime Udoka, had some interesting things to say. I mean, that guy's going to get fined like crazy for what he had to say. Michael, let's do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly first from the night that was. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good? It's not just the Nuggets winning. Joker just, I mean, he was putting on a masterpiece last night. 39 points for him, 15 rebounds, 10 assists, a couple of blocks, a couple of steals. Fantastic night. I mean, what more can you say about the dude? Jamal Murray was special too. 35 points for him. Missed one free throw. It was a critical free throw, but Nuggets get out of this thing. And they force overtime when it didn't seem like they were going to. With 2 seconds left, they're down two. And it was a good game. It was good. Very fun. The bad for me was on both sides, there was some bad foul calling happening. But I'm telling you, man, as much as the Rockets want to bitch about the foul calling, Jonas Valanciunas, they called an illegal screen on him. And he fouled out in the fourth period, early in the fourth, so Joker had to come in early. That was a bad call. That was a bad one, and I think they did the exact same thing for Houston with Steven Adams on the other side, and they didn't call it. I didn't really see the lean in, but they called it. He fouled out. Joker fouled out in this game. He fouled out with like a minute and a half left in overtime, and I think the Nuggets were holding on to like a 5-point lead. Whew, and they held on, barely. But that's a significant win. And they snapped the 4-game home losing streak. Finally winning at home. So, there we go. Here's my ugly, Mike. Here's what Houston Rockets coach had to say about the officiating. Ime Udoka. He was very critical of the officiating last night. Here's coach.
Part of the BPL, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls. And I'm sure we should have got a few more ticks.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
Yeah, wonder what the fine's going to be for him. Flat out saying that two of the officials had no business being out there and that the crew chief, Zach Zarba, was acting starstruck. Dude, have you seen Joker's arms? Have you seen that man's arms? It looks like he was in Jurassic Park. Just every night coming out of there with claw marks all over his body. Yeah, the guys do some calls once in a while. I mean, it was a physical game. It was a fun game, man. It was a, you know, wild. The last few minutes were wild. He had four ties and four lead changes in the last minute and a half. In overtime, when the Nuggets went up 124 to 117, you just had young guys making big plays for this team. Spencer Jones hit a key three with like 2:59 remaining. The Rockets kept firing back, though. Shangoon is pretty damn good. I mean, he had a hell of a night. Let's see what his stat line was. 33 points. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 10 boards, 10 assists. Yeah, good player. Houston's a good team. Kevin Durant was good. I thought they contained him pretty well, though. You know, Durant had 25 points, but that guy is still lethal. He is still a very good player. And for the Nuggets, man, you just had dudes step it up. Peyton Watson goes down early in this game. He's now listed as day-to-day. You do this without Aaron Gordon, also Christian Brown. And then down the stretch, you do it without your backup center. And with a minute and a half left, you do it without your starting center. To hang on and win a game like this is a significant early game. And now, you know, the Thunder lost to the Spurs the other night. So Denver's not that far away. You know, it's December 16th, but when you're talking about seeding and all that, these close games absolutely matter. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yeah, I was praying that Houston wouldn't go down and make a three because double overtime. Like I started the game and I thought, I'm one of those nights, man, just tired, not think I'm going to get through it. Then I made it to halftime, still awake, turned it back on. Great game. Can't go away from a game like that. Faith says, what a great game. Forced my eyes to stay open to watch it. And glad that I did, because football was a snoozer. What football was on? Oh, Monday night. Yeah, duh. I was on the Monday night game for a minute. Miami was up 3-0. And then Pittsburgh ran away. Significant win for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll look at the playoff standings and everything now that the week is over, and we've got three left. Big Hub, your prayers called on the refs to have poor officiating. Your prayers called. The refs were bad both ways, though. I mean, how are you going to get a head coach out there complaining, saying the refs were terrible and they got starstruck when they foul that star out? And it was a foul. Joker's sixth foul was a foul. The question was, you know, Jamal Murray fouled first, and then you go back to review it. You can't. You're only reviewing one thing. You're reviewing whether or not Joker fouled him. You can't go back and say, well, technically Jamal fouled first. Then you had a crazy inbounds play in regulation, and that was a little scary too. Because I thought, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. gets tripped, and, you know, you're wondering, oh boy, here we go. And this is going to be a significant end of this one. But Jamal, they foul him before the ball gets in bounds. It looked like Hardaway Jr. tripped himself, but then if you look at one of the other angles, you could definitely see where he was fouled, where Thompson fouled him, tripped him right before. Jamal goes up, makes critical three or free throw, ties the game at 117. Joker misses a three-pointer that would have won it. Instead, you go to OT, and it was a hell of a game. Yes, Michael.
Isn't like the second or third biggest criticism of the NBA is that their officiating is starstruck? Always starstruck, and they never call
they're
things
not
on,
starstruck.
On big players?
It's not starstruck. They are told before, since the beginning of time, nobody's paying tickets to see LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Nikola Jokic sit on the bench. Nobody's paying tickets for that. So if it's 50-50, you give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes. And I will say, in my years of watching the Joker play, he doesn't always get that superstar treatment. He does sometimes, but not as often as you see other stars in the league.
Well, you've said that because he's not, you know, one of those guys who's in the media and doing a bunch of commercials and, you know,
he's
jumping
not,
around and making a scene.
He's not top of mind when it comes to superstars in the NBA. If you're sitting around, not in the state of Colorado, outside of the state of Colorado, and you're just like, who are the best players in the league? A lot of people aren't going to throw Joker's name out first. That's just how it is. Let's read a couple of texts. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Texter from John Fort Roundall. Rockets are here again on Saturday. Will Udoka be coaching here on Saturday? Will Bears cover tonight? A lot of great questions. I don't know how many games do the Rockets have in between. I mean, that's a pretty damning thing to say. Saying something like two referees have no business being out there.
That sounds like a two-game suspension to me.
That's, I mean, you're not supposed to criticize the officials. I've seen guys get fined for a hell of a lot less than that and pretty significant fines. But when you're flat out saying two officials of the crew didn't belong out there and the crew chief was starstruck. Yeah, the Rockets play New Orleans on Thursday. So, I mean, if you're going to give them a game suspension, I don't know if they will. I honestly don't know. But that would be the game. Do you suspend him for two? Listen, man, you can't. That's not just criticism of the officiating. That's flat out saying those referees have no business being officials in the NBA. So that's fairly significant. So, I don't know. We'll see, man. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The Bears, actually, yeah, they get set. They're going to take on Texas Tech tonight.
Red is 25 and a half.
6 o'clock on ESPN+. Plus. Do they cover that? Quinn Danker is out. So, we know that. Their starting point guard, who's been their best player. If he was in, and it wouldn't be that same spread, I don't think. I would say yes to you. I mean, it went from 22.5 to now 25.5. That's probably because the odds makers found out that their best player's out with a broken hand, who will be back at some point. That's exciting. Do they cover that? 25.5? I would just tell you, John Fort Roundall, stay away from that one. Like, I mean, Texas Tech barely beat Wyoming. And even though it was open to the public to see, it was not televised. They beat Wyoming 76-72. UNC scrimmaged Wyoming to start the year, and it was a very close game. So take that how you want to take it. Like, I don't even have an official score of the Wyoming game, but it was listed. It was October 18th, and it was a scrimmage, an exhibition game, whatever. It wasn't one of the secret scrimmages, which you're not allowed to even talk about. But from what I heard, it was a tight game, and Smiley still has nightmares about that one, even though it doesn't count. He brings it up a lot on the Two-Man Game podcast. So Texas Tech beat Wyoming by 4. I do believe they had some dudes out in that game. So 25 is a lot, man. 25.5 is a lot. But I think UNC is a good basketball team. Probably not is the answer. Is the answer I'm getting around. I don't know. I mean, again, if Quinn Danker's playing this game, I might even say, hey, this could be interesting. Could be interesting in the first half. And they have some really good basketball players on this team, but that has been your best player on the roster. That's been Quinn Danker. There's no doubt.
I'm going to think positively and say yes. Put all of your money on it.
No, don't.
No, don't listen to me.
Don't listen to Michael. I don't know if he even knows what a basketball is, so I would not take his advice. No offense.
The NCAA is the one where they play sports. Where they play defense, unlike the NBA, where defense is non-existent.
Well, I know you're baiting me on this. The shooters in the NBA are much better.
And the defense is non-existent.
Dude, guys make shots with hands in their faces all the time. They when you are paid to play basketball for a living, and that's all you do, you can be Aaron Gordon and go purchase a basketball court for your backyard and shoot all the time. And you don't have to worry about going to science class and, you know, trigonometry or whatever. And you don't have to worry about being a college student. It's amazing how much better you can get at shooting the basketball when you are just doing that. That is why. I've heard that for years, that they play better defense in college basketball. It's not the truth. They don't play better defense. The offenses are just better in the NBA.
It's not that they don't play better defense. They play defense.
Can you please make the one that one of your bumpers, or use that phrase that Michael just said? What about college? I mean, Michael's brought this to Jerry Schimmel a lot, who's called both, and Jerry laughs in Michael's face.
He doesn't laugh. Yeah, he more like one. Rolls yes. his eyes and sighs.
Travis, the new guy. Quote, the NCAA is the one where they play sports. Yes, that is some of the dynamite stuff that you will get here on the whole show when Michael decides to open the microphone. The NCAA is the one where they play sports. Bingo. You're not wrong. You're not. They do play sports. You got that part right.
Except, I better not say what I was thinking.
I
will filter.
Is it going to make me mad?
Yeah, that truth will make you, will bother you just a little bit.
What does it pertain to? The NBA?
No, it's not about the NBA.
Is it about your football elitist attitude? Joel Klatt attitude? Did you hear Joel Klatt?
I did hear Joel Klatt.
I don't disagree with one thing he said. Fact. Basketball is a sport where you need a series to determine the real champ. I'm going to get into this later. College basketball, yes, typically your Final Four, most of the time, are the teams that are supposed to be there. But you see so many upsets because basketball is just that sport, Michael, where if a guy gets hot and makes six threes, seven threes, that is a great equalizer in basketball. And that's why I believe the NBA is the best one in determining, and hockey's probably there too, in determining the real champion of your sport. I think the NFL falls short of this too. That doesn't make it any less. It doesn't make March Madness any less of an attraction. But one game, there's all these Cinderella stories because you can just have so many upsets. That's literally what this tournament is designed for. Hey, did you fill your bracket up? Mine's already busted. People like to do that. It happens every year. It's why I don't even say it anymore, because your bracket will be busted because upsets happen, and it's very difficult to predict when those are going to happen. But you have one guy that has a terrible night of shooting. You have your superstar that has a terrible night of shooting, and then suddenly they have a guy that just goes off and one game. But if you do a best of three series and you got a number one seed taking on an 11 or whatever, best of three, they're not going to lose. You're at a neutral site. Joel Klatt, I thought, made a good point there. Now, we can do that coming back. Let's play what he... How long is it?
It's about 3 minutes.
We'll play a little bit of it.
And people I agree with what he said, too.
You don't like the tournament?
Oh, I love the tournament. I just think it would probably be better to have three teams play each other.
He's not.
The way he, the two teams play each other in a best of two of three, because it's not honest. Like, you do get
it's
that
not.
16 teams even, that gets hot, and that one that, like, just bricks every shot.
Even football, even the NFL, Michael. If I give you five games between the Patriots and the Giants, those 2 years the Giants beat the Patriots, who's winning?
Normally the Patriots,
I would
but sometimes
say so.
you get that one game. That's one of those sports that I like it the way it is, and you have to have it the way it is, but there are those times where the Patriots just aren't up for the game and the Giants are, or there's a massive injury early in the first quarter and the game's over.
Aaron says the Bears are plus 2,000 with 25.5 points. I'd throw five on the Bears. If you have five, it could happen. The Bears are a really good basketball team, but just keep that in mind. They're without their best player tonight.
But they're with one of their best players, Brock Wisney.
Yes.
Brock Wisney show on Mondays.
Well, except 11. For this week. He was not on yesterday because they were in Texas. But he'll be on Thursday. Let's talk about the Joel Klatt thing. Coming up later, we have Mike Brohard. CSU made an interesting hire. they're sticking with Tyson Summers as their defensive coordinator, the guy that took over as the interim coach. Gave up 28 points to Wyoming. Jim Mora sticking with Tyson Summers. How do we feel about that?
Maybe it's one of those, we'll see how you do.
Yeah. Go Poke says, oh boy, here we go. What, on the Joel Klatt thing? Let's talk about it. 25 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Thanks for making KFKA a part of your diet.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
How important is it for Tulane or James Madison to be competitive this weekend? Is it sort of the future of an auto bid for the G5 at stake for them to look the part this weekend?
I don't think that it matters. It would help in the sentiment, you know, the public sentiment. But these things are going to be it will be determined by finances and litigation. And the reason the Group of Five is included in this playoff is to avoid antitrust litigation. That's it, guys. Like, we're not looking for a Cinderella. Nobody cares in football about James Madison or you know, the equivalent of George Mason going. Didn't George Mason go to the Final Four or
they
something
did,
like
yes.
that? Nobody cares in football about that. We don't want Cinderellas. We want the best teams playing each other at the end. In fact, hot take. I mean, like, the hottest of all takes that I've ever had in my entire life. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and the least fair tournament in all of sports. We go and we put teams at odd times on neutral sites in a one game affair. Like, that doesn't crown a true champion. We're not doing anything that tells us who's the best team over the course of the entire season. You know, like, if anything, the NCAA basketball tournament should act exactly like the old World Cup, which we should have groups. They should all get guaranteed three games, and they should be played at the higher seeds arena so that those seeds are rewarded for a quality game. And that way we don't just get to see, like, you know, Kentucky one and done against George Mason or something like that. Well, that's stupid. That's stupid. Again, hottest of all takes, but that would make the NCAA basketball tournament far better. Neutral site, one and dones? What are you doing?
Yeah, you know who loves that, though, is CBS. I mean, it's great for CBS.
I guess.
What is?
All right, there's Joel Klatt talking about it. It was a hot take. Some people are very upset with that take. Listen, I grew up an NBA guy. The way they've constructed their playoffs does truly crown the real champion. But that's not what we're talking about. If gun to my head, I was asked to make any changes to crown a real champion for college basketball for March Madness, I would say no. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But he's not wrong when he says one game at a neutral site at an odd time doesn't always put the right. How am I trying to say this? It doesn't always put the situation in the best light. When it's a great team going up against a bad team, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, it's a neutral site, and then you have crazy threes happening or whatever. I mean, you this happens. That's why we love it, though. Like, I love watching March Madness.
I know, I mean, like, for okay, Tad Boyle at CU, since we're on Joel Klatt, he's a CU guy. Tad Boyle, a lot of years, he has a very, very good basketball team. A lot of guys that go on and play in the NBA. But he can't get past the first weekend in March Madness. He can't get past it. I don't know, has he ever? Maybe once?
Not in my memory.
Yeah. Does that mean Tad Boyle's a bad coach? Or does that mean it's just you're not good in those one game kind of spinoffs? You know, it's one game.
Does that make him kind of a George Karl figure?
I guess.
I totally agree.
Yeah, like,
I think
Go Pokes is saying
solution.
Like, I'm cracking my knuckles, getting ready. Crazy threes, play better D. Well, some of these guys, dude, okay, I know it's a high school story, but I remember when I was a freshman, I was riding the bench. But we made it to the state championship my freshman year. And the team we were going up against, we were supposed to beat them. Like, we were supposed to beat them. They had a dude on their team that literally hit like five threes all season. The guy hit nine in one game. Hit nine. Nine threes. Went off. Crazy. Never played like that ever. If he would have continued to play like that, he would have went to play college basketball. That happens at every level of basketball. That's why the NBA has turned into, hey, we're shooting threes or we're dunking it. It's just easier. If we're making threes, makes our job a lot easier. In a one-off game like that in March Madness, where it's just one game, anything can happen in just one game. And that's not the case with football. Ten times out of ten, if Alabama or Ohio State goes up against, don't give me Tulane or James Madison. Give me
UNC Bears.
The Wyoming Cowboys. 10 times out of 10, Ohio State's beating Wyoming. It's football. They got bigger, faster, stronger guys. There's no threes that are going to save you. I mean, it's still, at the end of the day, you're shooting a basketball into a hoop. Football, I got to move your body out of the way so I can get this body down the field. And if your bodies are faster and bigger than mine, then you're going to win. Football doesn't tend to lend itself to a Cinderella story. March Madness basketball does. The Nuggets can beat OKC when we believe OKC was maybe quite a bit better. They got a guy playing with a bad hamstring. They got a guy playing with a messed up hand. They got another guy with a bad shoulder. And yet the Nuggets forced 7 against OKC. The Thunder ended up running away with that one in Game 7 because at that one game, one crunch time, the Thunder won and they were the far better team. But in 3 other games where the Nuggets won, they had crazy things happen. Aaron Gordon makes a game-winning 3 late. Get guys in foul trouble once in a while. I mean, it happens. It's one game. You get your stud, commits 2, maybe 3 fouls early in the first half. That changes everything about it. Texter says, no, it's football just like it's the NCAA tournament. Survive in advance. Don't let this kid hit 9 triples, bro. Sometimes you can't help it. You got a hand in a guy's face. If he's hot, he's hot. I've seen it. Pure shooters can shoot with hands in their faces sometimes, man. It happens. That's why they go to the NBA. I'm not saying I don't like the model of it. But Joel Klatt is correct in saying that it doesn't always, you don't always have the, most of the time you don't have the best teams playing into the Sweet 16. It's true. That a lot of years you don't look at it and go, yeah, these 16 teams that are in were the best 16 all year long. No, it's not the case.
Do you think Ali Farokhmanesh would want to change this? I mean,
no.
Didn't he?
Yeah, they beat Kansas. And they weren't supposed to.
Yeah. Northern Iowa or somebody?
Mm-hmm. Northern Iowa. That's why he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Because they won. Why was that such a big story? Because they weren't supposed to beat Kansas. Nobody picked them to beat Kansas. But in one game, because last I checked, Ali, I love him. Love that dude. He didn't play in the NBA. He probably went up against a bunch of dudes on Kansas' roster that were in the NBA. And he hit a shot that made him famous.
Yeah, but those guys aren't coaching basketball at a good school.
And Ali's a basketball guy. Like, he's a guru. And he deserves everything that's coming his way. I would like to ask Ali Farokhmanesh if in a three-game series, does he believe they beat Kansas? He's probably going to say yes. He'll probably say yes.
But reality, no. Joe Klatt's right. If you want a true champion, you have to go with maybe not the NBA playoff system. That's going to be way too long. But if you want a true champion, you got to go with
you can't. You don't have the time.
And yeah, so it's going to be less teams. It's going to be less fun for the fans. So it's not going to change.
They're not going to change it. So Joel Klatt's just speaking into the clouds. All I'm pointing out is, everyone's crucifying this man today. Like, people are pissed at Joel Klatt. I've always found him very
right.
He's not right in saying it's the dumbest tournament ever. It's not dumb. It's a great model. And if that model brings money and randos, you don't watch regular season college basketball, Mike. Not very much. But you might, because you fill out a bracket. And then you're like, oh, crap. My team, oh, they're going to win. Suddenly you care. That's genius. It's not dumb. It's genius. But he's correct in saying that we don't always get the top 16 or the when we get into the Elite Eight, it's not always the best eight all year that make it there.
And let's face it. Sorry, Big Sky. You're not the best 64. There are 64 teams better than the Big Sky.
There's where you and I kind of differ, too. Like, sometimes they could be. Sometimes they could be.
I mean, it's possible that you get a UNC team that is so good.
Like, if they would
that they would be number 64 in the country.
Like, Graham EK, who's playing for Gonzaga still. Seems like he's been a college basketball player for, like, 87 years. He went to Wyoming. He was recruited to UNC by Jeff Lender. So if you get a guy like Graham EK on a roster for UNC, yeah, maybe you could go do some crazy things and but you're not going to get ranked. And they reserve a spot for mid-majors to get one in, just one. You only get one, and that's your champion. And you could make the case that all of those mid-major champions aren't as good as the other like teams that were 7th or 8th in their big conferences. You could make that case for sure. Let's read some texts. Aaron says, at least March Madness follows a traditional tournament format that we're all used to. And if you get upset by a lower seed, that's your fault. Yeah, it's your fault, but this is coming from an NBA guy. I know the Nuggets could win 3 games against the Thunder. Does that make them better than the Thunder? No, the Thunder are a better team. Like the Nuggets were playing with some kind of magic, man. Like, they had dudes that should... If it were the regular season, Michael Porter Jr. would have been out for 4 weeks. Aaron Gordon would have been out for 4 weeks. Russell Westbrook probably would have been out for a week or two or three. But they were all, like, coming together, and David Adelman, and it was a new breath of fresh air because Malone's gone. You get a lot of that. Crazy stuff happens when it just comes down to one game. Faith is wrong. Faith texting in. Well, he's harsh and kind of an idiot. LOL. He's not wrong, I guess. Just the delivery. Well, he's going for clicks too. You know, he's gonna say it. He's a football guy. He's obviously played quarterback, CU, all that stuff. He's a football guy.
Probably could have gone to the NFL if he didn't have that injury.
Big Hub says, Joel Klatt said the dumbest thing ever. Who speaks for all people and doesn't know what all people want? I'm more mad at his journalist credibility falsely saying we all don't want that and fans don't want that is what caused him to get backlash. I think all of it caused him to get backlash, to be honest.
The whole fans didn't want that is
but
wrong.
Fans do want that. March Madness has proven it. We do want that.
That's what I want. I want to see those crazy upsets.
Yes.
But I understand that basketball is a different beast and you're not going to get the best team in the Final Four every time. Because the best team might lose to the number eight
and
in
that's
the second
even,
round.
And that's even not even talking about the Cinderella stories. That's just talking about teams that are pretty good, but they're not as good as the number ones. They just caught fire. They caught fire one day. Aaron says, I wonder how much the SEC or Big Ten pay Joe Klatt to say that. Oh, he's definitely a football elitist. I want the Cinderella stories. I don't even need Tulane and James Madison to win. I've always said this. I just want the seat at the table, knowing that there's an opportunity to get to that tournament.
And I'm in the process of solving it. Takes a long time.
But are you allowing a seat at the table?
I'm fixing the future of it.
Faith says, but March Madness has become the excitement about who is going to be the next Cinderella, the Chicago Loyola and the St. Peter's. Yeah, those are fun stories. And then as soon as they lose, you kind of forget about them a couple weeks later, unless they go on. I mean, most of these Cinderella stories aren't typically winning. Most of the time, they're not going to the Final Four. College basketball still, at the end of the day, most of the time, your Final Four are still like legitimate teams that you're not shocked that they're in. Sometimes you get one or two, maybe one.
Yeah, usually in my Final Four bracket, which is always busted, I'll have like a three, a four, and two ones. Like for some reason, last few years I haven't done as much looking into the teams, but like I'll just put a three and a four in for some reason.
Yeah.
My three will be right, but everything else will be wrong.
All I'm saying about Joel Klatt is he's wrong, and he's kind of right. It's not a dumb tournament. We do want Cinderella stories. Basketball, in the way they structure that tournament, I've said this for years. You don't get always the true champion out of that unless you do a series. I've always felt that way. 46 minutes after the hour, Mike, well past due here, man. We got to jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
I think we're all kind of saying the same thing. Go Pokes just text in. If all four ones made the Final Four for a decade, the popularity of the tournament would tank. 100%. Yes. That's why the tournament works. So that's not changing. In fact, they're probably going to add more teams. And I love the way the tournament's constructed. All my point is the one thing he was correct about was it doesn't. A series in basketball is how you determine the better team. A series. High school doesn't do it. College doesn't do it. The NBA does it. That's how we determine who the best is. And that's the sport that lends itself to upsets. Just one bad night, one epic night for another team. 11:51 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day. Mike Brohard going to join me from CSURams.com. So much more. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, welcome back in. Yeah. Fun first hour. Coming up in the final 2 hours of the show at some point, I think in the next hour. You know what we're experiencing with Bo Nix is something I've never experienced as a Broncos fan. I've experienced great quarterback play, but John Elway had already proven that he was the franchise quarterback before I was old enough to really watch football and realize what I was watching. The Broncos got Jake Plummer when he was already kind of a proven starting quarterback. Same with Peyton Manning. This is uncharted territory. Watching a guy like Bo Nix trying to determine whether he's going to be the franchise quarterback. We've never been in this position. We either knew or we didn't know. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.